It's been 20 years since a Cincinnati police officer killed Timothy Thomas, an unarmed black teen in Over the Rhine, sparking demonstrations and unrest. Last summer, police use of force nationally was pushed into the spotlight after officers killed Breonna Taylor and George Floyd. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Jolene Almendarez, and I spoke with several young people about how the 2001 demonstrations intersect with similar calls for justice now.
I actually do not know who Timothy Thomas is.
I do know a bit about the 2001 unrest. My mother and father owned a business that's actually just up the street from here.
I am aware of Timothy Thomas. I do know who he is. I know a bit about the 2001 unrest. Initially, Element started as a community-organized cop watch inspired by the murder of Timothy Thomas.
That's Amir Shackelford, Aubrey Jones, and Noah Hawes. They're all 20 or under and agreed to meet at Elements, a hip-hop cultural arts center not far from where the 19-year-old Thomas was killed. Officer Stephen Roach shot and killed Thomas in a dark alley as he ran from police. Roach says he thought Thomas was reaching for a gun, but there was never one found at the scene. Thomas was being arrested for nonviolent misdemeanors, mostly traffic citations. Roach was acquitted of negligent homicide during a bench trial. Less than a year later, he was hired as an officer in Evendale. That narrative, a black man without a weapon, killed by police who allegedly fear for their lives, is familiar now. Last summer's viral video of a police officer kneeling on Floyd's neck led to protests around the country, including in Inwood Park in Mount Auburn.
George Floyd! George Floyd! George Floyd!
George Floyd!
George Floyd!
When I watched it, when I saw it, I had never felt that anger before, and I didn't understand it at first. And I still feel it now, and I definitely still feel the tension.
Amir Shackelford was active in the protests this summer, marching and going to City Hall. He's a senior at the School for Creative and Performing Arts and does theater with Aubrey Jones.
One of the biggest causes of anger was the lack of accountability for the police officers.
Absolutely.
There are people who get killed by cops, and we've come to accept that as a society, unfortunately.
Jones helped organize some protests and spoke at a few rallies. She says she's scared for the safety of her two older black brothers because the current justice system isn't designed to protect them.
If you work at a grocery store and you are, like, throwing eggs at people, your union's not going to say, oh, you get to keep your job. So the nature of the police union and the thin blue line mentality of if one of us admits weakness by saying, yes, there are bad cops, we are admitting to the fact that we are a corrupt institution. And so the strength of the unions and the lack of the accountability is a massive issue.
That same issue was raised 20 years ago. Gamma LeBeau is 34 and a mentor to some of the kids at Elements. He remembers the 2001 unrest and was friends with Thomas's brother, Terry.
Initially, it was like everybody was running all over the place, kind of, you know, vandalizing stuff. But then they got stronger and, you know, they had leaders and activists there who set a mission and motion and plan so that something constructive could be done instead of, you know, damaging things. But I'm real familiar with this, man. It brings back a whole bunch of memories. It's shocking that we still got to go through it, but I believe it's a silver lining somewhere. So,
LeBeau is talking in part about the collaborative agreement between the city, Fraternal Order of Police, ACLU, and the Cincinnati Black United Front. It's a living document that calls for police and community members to collaborate on reform and transparency issues. Despite hard-earned progress, there's still a feeling that the system isn't working well, especially for Black people. Jones, instead, encourages people to put trust in each other and their communities and work for change. She recounts what she said during a demonstration in Clifton last summer.
I said, the best thing that you can do is to hold the people around you accountable, to educate your peers, to educate maybe that uncle at Thanksgiving who says something weird, educate your outdated grandma, have those conversations with your friends.
Those seemingly micro changes, one-on-one conversations, and challenging people you know, fuels these young people's belief that a more equitable and just future is possible. You can hear the entire conversation with them at WVXU.org. Jolene Almendarez, 91.7 WVXU.